to Gaza, 21 months into Israel's war on the occupied territory. Another 66 people reported killed by Israeli strikes yesterday. 15, including 8 children and 2 women, while they were queuing for nutritional supplements at a clinic in the centre of Gaza. Meanwhile, the EU say that Israel has agreed to allow them to provide aid in very short supply since the last ceasefire ended earlier this year. Rosalia Bolan is UNICEF Communications Specialist for Children in Gaza and is with us now. Rosalia Bolan, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's your understanding of what happened at that clinic in central Gaza where it's reported that 15 people were killed? Were UNICEF involved in the distribution of supplies there?
Yes. So this is a partner organization who was distributing therapeutic nutrition products for malnourished children. And it's an organization we work closely with, and a UNICEF team actually deployed immediately in the aftermath of the strike to the site where the strike happened and to the hospital that received the dead and the wounded. And so what happened yesterday is that women and children, mothers with their children, had gathered at that site. The site hadn't opened yet. It was about to open. So families went there to get a spot in the line. They had been notified they'd be receiving these supplements based on analysis carried out in relation to the nutrition status of their children. And then the strike happened, and that's why there's 9 children who have been killed, 4 women who have been killed, and among the tens of people wounded, there were also 19 children. My colleagues went to the hospital. They interviewed several children and mothers. There was a mother of 2 boys. She lost her 1-year-old. Her 10-year-old is in the ICU. My colleague, one of the colleagues who went there, when I spoke to her in the debrief a few hours later, she said she could still smell blood that was very strong in the hospital. It was a very chaotic scene. There was absolute panic. Hospitals in Gaza are overwhelmed with just a constant inflow of very severely injured people day in, day out, because these aren't people with a couple of scratches or maybe a light concussions. We're talking about people who've lost limbs, who have shrapnel lodged in their bodies with very severe injuries that may be life-changing.
The Israeli Defense Forces said in a statement that it struck a member of the elite Nukba forces of Hamas's military wing who had taken part in the 7th of October attack on Israel. The IDF, they say, is aware of reports regarding a number of injured individuals in the area. The incident is under review and said the IDF regrets any harm to uninvolved individuals. Have the Israelis given any account or explanation to UNICEF?
Not specifically to UNICEF, and I can't really comment on that statement. What I can say is that we saw the impact on women and children ourselves firsthand in that hospital yesterday. And this is what is happening day in, day out. You know, in the first 7 days of July, from July 1st up to July 7, at least 100 children were reported killed. So what happened yesterday is not a unique case. It's not an exception. It's a daily reality for Palestinian families in the Gaza Strip, and it really must stop.
Separately, the EU say they've reached an agreement with Israel, who will allow more crossings to be opened for aid to get in. What's your understanding of what that will mean? Because the EU Foreign Affairs Chief Kaja Kallas says that they're counting on Israel to implement every measure that they've agreed with them in this deal. Do you believe that they will?
So UNICEF wasn't involved in those political negotiations. So I don't really have any insights as to the details of this agreement. But we do hope very, very much that there was a strong push from the EU for a significant shift And that those commitments will be delivered upon, because over 21 long months into this war, families have been deprived of the basics they need to survive, with the exception of the six-week ceasefire earlier this year. And that results in diseases, in suffering, an increase in malnutrition among children below five, among pregnant women, breastfeeding women. It results in preventable deaths. There's just not enough of everything. There's not enough food. There's not enough medicine. There's no hygiene products, sanitary pads, soap, nappies, you name it. It's all very, very scarce. And this is engineered scarcity. So we fondly hope that we will be seeing a major change, because what families in Gaza need is the mass influx of supplies today.
If Israel allows that aid in, how is it going to be distributed? Will UNICEF be involved in delivering some of this aid, and can it be done safely?
So I don't have more details to what was agreed between the EU and the yes. Israeli authorities. What I can say is that we have continued to operate throughout those 21 months, including over the past couple of months. There's this so-called Gaza Humanitarian Foundation that started operating end of May. That hasn't withheld us from continuing to work in parallel. So we have continued distributing our supplies, therapeutic nutrition products, assistive devices, hearing aids for children with disabilities. We continue to operate temporary learning spaces. We continue to produce and distribute clean water at reduced capacity because of the lack of fuel that are required for desalination plants to operate. But we continue to work day in, day out. So we remain present just as other INGOs and UN organizations. We have the resources, the human resources on the ground, and we have our supplies that are ready to be brought in. We have 1,000 truckloads worth of supplies in our warehouses. If we were given green light, we could bring those in immediately. It's the same situation for other organizations. So we are ready, and we know how to deliver safely without people getting hurt, and in a dignified way. And it reaches those who need it most.
Rosalia Bolland, UNICEF Communications Specialist for Children in Gaza. Thank you for speaking with us. It's 8:20.